Special news conference was held by several groups, including the Oklahoma State Chamber of Commerce and Oklahoma Farm Bureau, touting House Bill 1381, a measure that would allow hospitals to receive federal matching funds to help pay for services already rendered to Medicaid patients. This is basically tapping into money that's available to the state that we're now losing unless we get this particular measure in place, according to advocates of the measure. One of those speaking out in favor of House Bill 1381 at this news briefing yesterday, the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Mike Spradley.
House Bill 1381 is very important to rural Oklahoma. Access to health care is vital for protecting the rural way of life. In order to have a healthy Oklahoma, we have to have healthy rural Oklahomans as well. And so when we look at the rural hospitals and know that they can't recover sometimes the cost of Medicaid, they have to, as Fred mentioned, shift to cost splitting and or cost shifting. And this is very, very detrimental to individuals that come in and pay their bills. It's detrimental to employees, companies, and especially insurance companies as well when this cost has to be shifted over in other forms to cover the cost, especially in rural hospitals. And without the local hospitals, employers, certainly the employees themselves will be incurred in more time off. It's less productive for companies because, again, the employees are spending hours and hours to travel to get the health care that they so deserve. And all this certainly ends up in affecting the cost of the product that those companies and individuals produce. But certainly another thing that's very important for Oklahoma, and, again, especially rural Oklahoma, is the work that we've been doing for several years with Oklahoma State University, the College of Osteopathic Medicine. It's important that that hospital stay intact and that they can able to meet the cost of the operations there. And House Bill 1381 is one way that they can meet that goal. Many of the doctors that graduate from that hospital go back into rural communities, and many of those rural communities certainly within 100 miles of where they practice, that means rural Oklahoma. And that's very important to the people of rural Oklahoma. Now, I serve on a task force, Governor Fallon's task force on economic development. Serve on the subcommittee of rural economic development. And that committee, one of the priorities of that is the fact that rural health is one of the things that we will bring forward to Governor Fallon and administration to be looked at and dealt with, we hope, in a very positive manner. And because of that, certainly we encourage Governor Fallon to sign this bill that's so important. I want to take the opportunity certainly to thank all the legislators, both urban and rural, for the passage of this in a very overwhelming way today. Certainly should send a signal not only to the governor, the administration, but the people of Oklahoma.
Mike Spradley, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, on House Bill 1381 passing the state Senate yesterday, now going on to Governor Mary Fallon for her expected signature. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.